Some people try to be too hard to be sensational.
Yeah, they do, eh? I think the best type of sensationalism is when it's inside you, no homo.
Look at the word, government. It's, some people would say break it up, oh, it's to govern men. I say it's to govern the mental. It's like a courtroom for black people.
Family courts. It's family courts where you don't know who the father is.
Damn! Why is Rey Mysterio back defending?
Why is Hasbulla center back?
Make it stop!
If you're committed to one chick and there's no one else who wants you, you're not committed to one chick. You just...
You're running away from the food.
Exactly.
It's a food.
Yo, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Just on a Cristiano Ronaldo shit.
Let me mansplain podcast.
Hello.
Yeah, as we were saying.
Yo, man.
Yes, if I was as a god.
Sabulalume, you.
Bro, you can't say that during Women's Month.
Sensational.
Yo, man, as you can already hear, man, it's the world's most sensational podcast with yours truly, Fear Bavaria, in your area. Nigga moved so mad he couldn't be scarier. In August, you know, feminine woman couldn't look hairier.
Huh? Yes, I was about to say. Dope.
Anyway, we in it, man.
I'm really about to say she about to get hairier because it's August.
Feminism shit, dog. But you know what, man? It's the bring of truth, drop of the isms, and we back in it again, man.
This is Wesley Sniper shooting from a distance like Roberto Carlos.
And this is the Let Me Mansplain podcast where everything goes, just as long as you can mansplain. We up.
I didn't expect to start that quick, but yeah.
Oh man, let's just get it out the way, because the thing is, man, drag it out. You know what, the take I actually had, hey, I was thinking about it and I was like, in a way, we actually are 2000s.
Huh? What do you mean?
Hey, boo. Like,
where do I love?
What do you mean? Listen. Let me mansplain. Let me drop the thing. Like,
that's a slur. It's a racial slur.
It's a racial slur. Bro, it's an ageist slur.
Ageist.
But my thing is like, 90s kids are proper, like, if you born after 94, 95, you ain't really a 90s kid like that.
Nah. Hold on. I keep saying, let's say, no. The thing is, it's up until about 97s are the last of the real 90s kids. And then 98s are our condoned little brothers and sisters.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because a large percentage of them, a good 75, are like us. But hey, Conangelo, 25?
Exactly. And then 99s going...
Hey, gale.
They're basically 2000s. They're all...
Bruh, 99s and 2000s are exactly the same.
Right. I hear you still. And I see it with the music and whatnot. There is a difference. But I think in terms of just age and just in terms of how we're grouped, because when you're 97, like we are, you can go either way. You could be on the other side or you could be on the 2K side, because niggas are moving mad.
Fuck no.
Either. Bro.
Okay, he's right.
Niggas are moving mad.
Okay, but in terms of your age, in terms of your stars and your everything, it's wrong for you to be doing that at that age.
And he knows it. He or she knows that.
Yes, you can't be doing that shit at 25.
It's 25 that old.
Yeah, nigga, you can't. In terms of 20s, you can't be acting like a 20-year-old now.
You're grown, bro.
But like, you're halfway down the middle. You could go up or you could go down.
Of course, but then...
It's like we can give it a pass,
bro. No, but you should know better, though.
Exactly. Yeah, I hear that.
You're old enough to know better now.
Exactly. You're old enough to know better, but at the same time, it's like... I get it. Because when I sat down and deeped it, it's like... I don't know if I take myself too seriously... I don't take myself serious enough, because when I see 2K niggas, when you really add it up, These niggas are like, what, 2, 3, maybe 4 years younger than us. That's not a big gap. Look, pop culture and the way things move so quick now. Yeah, 4 years is a big gap. But when I look at it age-wise, it's like, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Should I midlife crisis, MG?
Bruh, this nigga's been thinking about, hey, am I old or am I young? Like, am I where I'm supposed to be in life?
Let me hit you with something, bro. Like, yo. I feel like at this age, if you have shit going for you, you're okay. There's one thing I can tell you about 2Ks. They're too fast.
Quick.
And they crash. Quick. You I haven't crashed. Do. You
ah,
haven't.
Far from it.
Exactly.
Ah, we're going
you
strong.
Know why? Because you know how to sustain.
Yeah.
You learned that.
It was a slow build. Like, that's what I'm saying. See, with us, we learn from the ones before us.
Exactly.
They Ooh. Just do what they want.
Yeah, exactly. That's you see what facts. I'm saying? That's
we were kind of like, not trained, but then we were the little brothers and sisters of the 95s and the 96s. So
and the 91s and 92s. So we saw the shit. In real life, might I add, because I think the biggest cultural shift is like, when Facebook and Insta Greasy was
about
big
to
time.
Say, we were alive before the internet.
Like, we were like in high school. We were like fully
we
grown.
Were alive before. But I remember when YouTube started.
Yeah.
We were actually talking about this. Yes.
Yes.
Yesterday.
I remember when YouTube started in 2007. I remember. And then I watched like my first video on this with some stupid soldier boy. But.
Yo! You know what? We were actually old enough to be around at the point where wearing super baggy clothing was
yes,
I think
yes,
the
I remember. No, bro, I remember there was like Civvy's Day or whatever, weird. And then I was dressed normally, but then I was thinking to myself, I remember I saw Usher in this like over baggy shirts, baggy jeans. I was like, yeah, there must be a shit. And then that hat to the side,
yeah,
you know, the big U chain,
the big, okay.
I mean,
you see, and that's where the differentiation is. I think it's like the cultural norms and whatnot, but also it's just how 2K niggas just behave.
No, that's true. But then also, before you get to there, I also said something. Ken and I had a conversation recently, and we were saying that back in our day,
sure.
The background was very South African when South Africa was South Africa.
Oh,
you
know, yeah. Oh,
you could
yeah.
feel you were in South Africa.
Now it's like,
we even went as far as to say, remember, this is how you knew your mom was South African and she was balling and she was making it in life.
Yeah. Yep.
If she had a Ginger Mary t-shirt.
Ginger Mary's the
Ginger
one.
Ginger Mary.
Everyone's mom had Ginger Mary.
Everyone's
mom. I actually thought about it. I was like, wait, they don't even wear that shit anymore.
No,
like, no.
Bro,
no.
It's LV. Now it's LV. You gotta be dripped down in the Gucci.
Drip, but
you red
back then
bottoms.
It was Ginger Mary back Lubitz, then.
Yeah,
but now it's more like sporting brands like Nike and Adidas.
Yeah, dude. And even the lingo. The lingo back then.
That's
was
so
more
true.
But now it's like, it's a full one because there's some niggas who grabbed the US one, and then there's niggas on the UK thing as well. Cause
that's true.
Bro, I was even watching
that is actually very true.
this I don't know this man's name. I'm not gonna give him promo anyway.
Damn,
YouTube nigga, bro. And even like Gyalim was saying Bunda.
In Manjale.
Bunda, it's like ass. It's like a UK thing. Cause
you see, that's what I'm saying. Let's see, when we were younger, South Africa was South Africa. Cause our like the backdrop to our like youth, at least, like when we were like super kids. It was like South African songs. We really love this place. Like those songs were playing around.
Right.
Guys.
You see what I'm saying? It was a normal car.
It was
a normal car. I remember my uncle had one. It was normal. I remember. Now it's not. It's non-existent. Now you're an OG if you're driving that shit.
My nigga, remember the Opel Corsa van.
Yeah,
that shit was famous.
Yeah, bro, the city golf team.
The first Mazda. We had that shit.
Okay, now that you actually say shit like that, I actually feel a bit dated, man.
We need to tuck our age. Sure.
Yo, man. But yeah, that's just one. It's like, it actually is kind of crazy how quickly culture moves now. Like 3-4 years ago to now, bro, it's completely different. 8 years ago, it's completely different. Niggas was shmoney dancing 8 years ago.
Yeah, I actually did the math. Shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Vine used to exist 8 years ago.
That was baby Pyramid Hookah.
Ah, Pyramid Hookah. Pyramid Hookah.
Hey,
you see what I'm saying? How quickly should changes?
I'm on top of the world, popping the clouds, and it's only
Exactly, bro. Exactly.
I were in high school then,
bro. And you know what? You know what? Now that I've deeper,
even high school.
2K's, do 2K's even know the greatness of Abu Mandor's
sensational?
No. Listen, who did Johnny Clegg collaborate with? The black guy.
I get you. Hey, that song. Fuck, why is it?
Yeah, but then Danny K. Mandoza did the newer version of that.
Damn.
Let's go 50-50.
And we were there when those were new tracks.
Joints.
Bro, I was there with that joint. You are in.
The soul in the air that I breathe. And you are my destiny.
Niggas don't know what we're talking about. Niggas caught it on the replay. We were there watching it live.
When South Africa was South Africa.
Man.
But even random nigga pop songs were actually famous. I don't know what it is.
Hey, boy.
Make me feel like it.
Hey,
but you're a kind of superstar.
Fire.
Nigga, I bought coke because of the fucking the competitions, and then just to get the thing inside the cap and put it in an envelope and send it. Nigga, I played those games,
bro. I think I might be going, but bro, I think
Coca-Cola Pop Stars. I remember that shit. I played those games. I played fucking shit. You know that little toy where you had water and you had to put the rings
fidget
on the
The original fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Put the rings.
And the Dragon Ball Z, those Tazo things, those metal.
Oh, those metal ones. The ones that you can miss with those motherfuckers, bro. Like
yo,
guys.
And even those domino ones. You know, it's like a domino puzzle thing, and you'd make it into. Fuck it. No, niggas don't remember these ones.
Tuck your privilege, it's true.
Simple chips.
But no, I remember 3310. When my mom first got to
that was my first phone. That was my first phone. I remember.
You had a phone when you were young, then.
I was 6 years old, yeah. That was the first phone that I ever had.
Rich kid.
Niggas, you can't tell me you don't remember these shits.
Those cube things that
you got from the Simba chips.
I'm a Simba chips.
Yeah, bro.
Ooh, I remember those silver things. Oh,
bro, the silver and the gold ones.
Bro. Why did you collect that shit?
Because you could.
That was before health and regulation safety.
Because, like, I'm thinking, how would we eat that, bro? Like, we ain't gonna on metal.
But we grew up fine. We fine.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, okay.
But look at the two. They're worse than us.
But dog, yeah, see, that was a proper blast from the past, isn't it? But the point, okay, like you niggas actually channeled the memories and made me remember that. Okay, that's why. That's the difference between us and 2Ks. Like, all this shit that we're talking about right now. Obviously, this is just pop star shit. But when we talk about actual things that happened and things we can remember,
they were payphones, nigga.
Payphones.
And that was normal. That was normal.
I remember the first time my mom got a card,
nigga.
Yeah.
That payphone card. Yeah, instead of using just money,
I remember auntie used to send those.
Bro.
Yeah, no, you man.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. See, it was even like physically a different time where payphones were normal. Like the booth was always full because niggas were calling their people.
Yeah, that's true.
Sensational.
That is mad. Like, when was the last time you saw someone take a bus though?
People take buses all the time.
Oh, they're behind the urban transport.
Yeah, niggas take buses, bro. I don't think buses.
Buses are for like long travel now.
I literally live by a bus stop right here, but I never see motherfuckers.
No, kids get on there.
Yeah,
you sure? Yeah, 120% sure.
Like, what do you expect? Wow. It's just ghosts on
I hardly ever see them. I'm not gonna lie.
You know,
to travel to different cities, everyone still goes on bus.
No, I get on bus. No, I get like that. I'm talking about like Utepen line, not Utepen transport.
It's more so CBD.
I hardly ever see that thing.
I see them though.
Yeah, I see them all the time.
I see them in CBD.
Only a driver when.
Yeah, but you don't. Because
that's where the base is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, man. Oh shit! It was mad.
Blast from the past.
Too much, dog. too much. I don't know how the hell. I thought about something so sensational, but I rather not.
Pause. I'm even going to pause before you even say it. Because I thought of it the first time you said blast from the past. Exactly. I see you. Are you reaching? That's why I'm like, no, let me pause it before you even
know
try
no,
to say
no.
Something.
You know what? Let's just leave it and move on. Speaking of blasts and pasts. Okay, shit, that has nothing to do with what we're going with. But just anyway, move. Man. Let's just move.
Keep trying to be sensational.
No, I don't think... Trying to be sensational is a really bad idea. It's either in you or it's not.
I like the fact that you brought that shit up. Because that's... bro, I keep talking about this. That's why I don't like being on social media a lot. It's because everyone wants to be... Everyone in life believes that they are some character. Everyone has this character that they believe that they are, even though they may not be that 100%. But everyone has this character, whether they want to step into that character or not yet, or whether they have or haven't yet, is a character that they believe that they are. And once or twice in your life, or sometimes you don't even stop, you play that character.
Facts.
So on social media, people are playing that character.
Of course.
But the problem is, like, you can see right through it. And that's the thing that really pisses me off, because it's like, ooh, I must always fucking... bro, like, some people try to be too hard to be sensational.
Yeah, they do, eh? I think the best type of sensationalism is when it's inside you. No homo.
Ha! Gay!
Jesus! Damn. Yo, man, that's the best. You see, bro, this is why I like niggas like Future. That guy is not trying. He's being himself.
It's him.
It's just him. Like, you know, the one where I'm like, no, this guy, the dog is in him. This guy is a different type of gravy. You see the one where the chick wanted to do some type of record deal with him and he flew her out. And he's like, all right, I'm coming through. He's trying to fuck. And she's like, nah, but I thought we were out here. And the man, he flew her to another city. He stopped paying for a hotel. He's like, I'm good, love, enjoy. Man went on about his day. He didn't even care how she got home, whatever. I'm like, aye. That's very sensational.
You know what I like about what you guys say? Is that you guys brought it together. Where it's... People are going to be... They're going to step into a character, right? Mm. In front of us. Because they think that's what we want to see.
Facts.
Like, they'll take... Or they'll step into... Well, in fact, you and I were talking about this. Where people even be like their favorite celebrities. Why? Because they think, oh no, if I play that guy,
I'm going to get on.
You know what I'm saying?
And to a certain extent, bro, you kind of do get on playing a character. Because this thing of this viral... But it's a quick. It's very quick and it's not sustained.
Yeah, because you're saying, see, fame exactly. Fame isn't the same anymore. Fame used to be for a select group of people who are extremely talented at something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you were...
And it was years in the making.
That's why you were famous. Not even years in the making. It's just you're extremely talented at this. You're the best in the world at this. You think of the old wrestlers like Ric Flair.
But I like what he said about the years in the making, because it doesn't have to necessarily sometimes be years in the making, but it can also be pain. It can also be experience.
Like, but
It can also be knowledge.
You had to put something together.
You know what I'm saying? I get that.
Yes, you guys always like going deep with things. Pause. But it's like, I get that it's the pain of experience.
That's not pause, bro.
Nah, but it's like...
Like, let that go.
Let that go. We like getting deep in things.
Anyway, yeah. So then, I get that and
right
I understand
up in
that.
There.
I get it and I understand it. But then, also at the same time, you need to look at... You saw the potential from jump. You saw that this is a star from jump, like...
Oh, like, it makes sense. It's
bro,
not like a random
it's like
thing.
When you see Messi or Ronaldo for the first time, when you see fucking Pirlo for the first time, you see Xavi for the first time, Iniesta for the first time.
All these good niggas. Like, Alaba, you saw him from young, that he's a real nigga.
Bro,
Lampard, Gerrard, from young.
I watched Hulk Hogan's first match on YouTube. He came in and he just grabbed everyone's attention and no one was cheering or anything because it was like back in the 70s. But it's like already everyone knew that he was a star. Mm. Big ass nigga, pause. He was like strong, Jay, everything, tall, Chisels. Charismatic. Jay, he had everything. All American, yabo, super American type shit. But it was him.
Yeah.
He was him.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's too much. There's too much of a script now. There's too much light and camera.
No. What I think he's saying is people now want to work for stardom. Back in the day, it was just a thing. You were good at something.
You were the best.
Oh, and you just worked to refine what you already have.
Exactly.
Now niggas are trying to work and refine something that doesn't even exist.
Or something that already exists and then take it and try to
replicate it.
Exactly. And then it's just
not the best at it.
Yeah.
This is why there's been so many niggas that have died out, just even in the rap game. What happened to that Lil Pump nigga?
Who?
That Gucci gang.
There were a bunch of Lil's that came out in 2017.
Uzi's the only Lil that made it out there.
I don't know and I don't care.
Sensational.
There were so many. There was one that died. I don't know.
Didn't mad of them. Mad of them died.
Yeah, a lot of them. That's the thing.
Louis Yarik Pelemling Mazi. That's it.
Louis, who's that one?
From QC.
Oh, that nigga. Oh, yeah.
He actually got better at music now.
Yeah, he did.
Nah, he makes some bangers now.
That bangers. Bitch, I'm gonna come out. I'm gonna.
Wait.
Because even
the one with the walk.
Yeah, man came out toiling the mic once. Yeah. Drill, dog, drill. I think it was drill.
It is.
Don't know what that is.
It is.
Sensational.
Man came out like, he knows about to kill that shit too. I'll put the clip in. I know that shit.
Sensational. And it goes back to where this all started. Is that don't try too hard to be sensational. It's either in you or it's not. Some of you guys are gentlemen. You need to open those doors.
Ish.
Just open the door. I'm a gentleman. I open the door. I am what I am. If the sensational is in me, when I open the door, it's going to have a sensational flavor. Some of us will open the door and slap the ass. Some of you will open the door and just, that'll be it. Don't try too hard.
Exactly. No. Cause I'm the nigga that just lets it be it. But the thing is, the sauce is already there. So then she's like, "Oh my nigga, okay, you're just gonna watch me. Okay, look at this. While it's a fishing. Let me keep quiet.
No, say it. It's an ism though.
It's because sometimes when you can already feel the tension between y'all, you can't move too far. Sometimes let things stir up, let it get excited, yeah, bro. Like activate, keep the car running, it's winter, it's cold. Activate her, get her excited a little bit, play with her, like play how to get. Don't just be like, here's dick. No.
Yeah,
get the look, make her come to. Okay, my problem is I'm a bit saucy, so I make them come to me. So
double entendre. And then
they come for you.
Sensational.
Triple entendre, don't even ask me how. Bruh. Yeah. That's what I'm saying with you. Yeah, it's a sometimes I'm too laid back with it, but I think something we
need to take account of is self-mastery as a man is one of the most important things, because when you know yourself, everything you do is like, it's coherent. It follows a certain thing, because like there's this idea, and Kane brought it up, that you can just 1 + 1 = 2 copy and paste. I can try and replicate everything you do, but it's gonna fuck up because somewhere I'm gonna fuck up because I'm not you. It's not gonna fit. I'm gonna put on the shoes and I'm gonna try to do the Dougie in the shoes, but I'm gonna fall over because the shoes don't fit.
Cinderella, man.
Ooh, sensational. But that's, and I think a lot of niggas right now are at that point in life where they feel like they need to just copy and paste to get on, but only a few of them do it, especially with how the game looks right now, because everyone feels like they need to be sensational to make it.
It's because of the lay of the land, though.
Yeah,
everybody thinks they can politic. That's the problem with these motherfuckers. And more than anything, I hate to go deep with it, but capitalism has a little bit to do with it. But like, everybody thinks that they can, like, okay, that's why I use capitalism. They think they can capitalize off of anything.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
that's it. That's it. Because see, the thing about capitalism, right, as an idea, perfect market capitalism or perfect composition capitalism is what I'm on. Where we like, everyone does what they need to do, everyone sorts what they need to sort, and you compete in what you got. But now it's going to the point where niggas don't even compete anymore. Niggas just want to take every single facet of life and make sure they can charge you for
real shit.
It's that, and also they compete with people who aren't competing
with them. Exactly.
They just compete with people who are in their own lane.
Or they'll even create, like, that's true, that is true. And sometimes some niggas will even overvalue themselves.
Facts.
That's another thing that I'm noticing with niggas.
And it's purely because of the guap. And I'm not saying nigga. This is one thing I hate about money conversations. People always go to the extremes. Because when you say money isn't everything, niggas assume that you must be a broke hobo under a tree. Fuck that. I'm all about my money.
You have to live.
I'm not even live, thrive. I'm going to have an AP.
Yeah.
I'm not. And bro, when I get it, I'm going to post it. Guys, we need to stop being Instagram baddies. When we get this, the mansplaining thing, I'm gonna be an Instagram baddie. I'm gonna post shit like that. But just because I have that, it doesn't mean I have all of life figured out. Because Anthony Bourdain had Ferraris on Ferraris, whatever, whatever. But man still hung himself.
Look, bro. Oh, I always say rich niggas flex with expensive shit. Wealthy niggas flex with exclusive shit. There's a difference.
Break that down.
Exclusive. You can't have this.
That's true. Because
I put your mansion on my wall. Is you shitting me? Jay-Z said that. It's like, listen, the price that you pay for your mansion, it's in the painting that I bought that's generational that will increase in value, unlike your property.
You can't have
property
this.
Does increase in value.
I know, but it's like...
Yeah. Nah, you're right, though.
Yeah.
But, yo, you know, hey, this shit, Jay-Z. This thing of flexing, niggas flex weird because did you see? And I'm not trying to send shots at the nigga. I'm happy for him doing. But there's some guys who have money, but it doesn't look like it suits them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we said it would see. It's either in you or it's not. You have to have the source. Like the thing is, money doesn't change. It just magnifies what you already were.
Exactly.
If you're already whatever you were, you're gonna be that person. If you
even more.
10 times 10 because you can attain everything that you think that you want,
and you have the options to do it
to become the character that you think that you have to play.
But it seems funny to me, like when I look at like old school niggas, you know, I remember like old school rich ass niggas, they don't give a fuck about living up to a no status quo or looking a certain type of way or even talking a certain type of way or carrying yourself a certain type of way. Old rich niggas don't give a fuck. They do what they have. You ever seen, like, I'll give you an example, Ivan Koz. Have you seen Ivan Koz? Lawyer Pirates.
Yeah, of course.
Bob Ivan. Who's Kogela? A golf t-shirt. Who's Kogela? Snacks. Like, who's Kogela? I don't want to say.
It's the same, like, about Elon Musk and Bill Gates. Them niggas have no source. There's no source.
Yeah, because it's them, though. And then when it's time, they get the designer to give them the, you know, get them suited up, and then they know when to and when not
but
to.
There's bra, that, but bra, then they, wait. Hey, my, like, my dog. I mean, I'm going to get somewhere. Who's going to Kogela? When you say Mbuga Rubaba Shambe, when you don't, let's say you don't know who Ivan Koza is.
Oh,
Maruyabonukuti, Labantaba around him, his security guards. But call a blind, but call a sharp, I'm a suit, tailored. Yes, okay, Kalubons, okay, I'm too serious. Masututu, a pegam yang, Pagama may pack out three. A bones, oh.
Shit.
This ain't no small time shit. I think this is big boy shit.
I think that's also what DJ Smooth's trying to but show wait. Us. He would say, bro, fuck it. If I look like this, I still have money, it's fine.
But, no, like,
but to me, bro, I think personally that's just fucked up.
Like, I say, if you don't have source, you ain't got it.
You ain't got it.
Yeah,
like, but you're going to source out the way that you know how to source.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care about that, but me and Jay, I want to
look clean.
To clean up the way I clean up.
Clean up, yeah, man.
Like,
clean
if
up.
You want to wear what you want to wear what you want to wear. But that's what I'm saying. We even said this like in episode 4 or something, where I was like, you just have to have the drip in you. Hey, for you to make the money magnified, bro. Everything
man can quote episode 4. Jesus
like this
Christ,
ain't even smoking no weed,
bro. But like this it's like man, it's clear. It's like whenever you see Rihanna, dog. Whenever you see Rihanna, she's still just sourced out. She's still dripping because it's in her vein.
Oh yeah. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like even now, she's moms now. She's a new mom. Homegirl is still killing the look.
I never seen someone, bro, who did a BBL fashion pregnancy. Had the stomach out at every point in turn, didn't even change up the fashion for nothing while she was pregnant. Rihanna has done the most sensational pregnant photos, a sensational pregnancy campaign I've ever seen, bro.
But it's her bread and butter. It's what made her the bee.
The bee.
The bee. That was a shot.
What shot? No, it was a double. It was a what?
Double entendre.
It was a pun. Not a double. It was a pun because bee, baby, bee, billion.
And Beyonce.
That's what I would say.
What does Beyonce have to do with it?
Weren't they beefing for a while?
She hit a billion first. That's what my double entendre was. I thought he was talking about the fact that Rihanna hit a billy first, and then
Beyonce for B.
And then, you know what I'm saying?
No, what? Okay, you can make it. Yeah, fine, have it.
I was giving it to you.
Pause. Why are you choking, Footy?
He said he was gay. So what?
Yo, I was giving Ibu.
Exe.
I love.
Hey, perfect.
Niggas. Yeah, as you know, earlier we were talking about toxic shit.
Sure.
I want to get into this week's top five.
Top five, top five, top five.
This week's top five, let me pull it up actually. I wrote more than five, so I'm just going to nitpick while I'm here. Now.
All right.
It's a top five toxic places that don't look toxic.
Huh? Mansplained.
Places that mansplained. Are supposed to be wholesome and supposed to be places that don't,
have don't house toxic people on. Or weird shit. Exactly, yeah, all right.
Church.
Damn!
Oh, bro.
So,
yeah. Let me get to my fucking top five, bro. Like, Jesus Christ. Yes, dude.
I can't pun intended. Sensational.
We working.
But yeah, this nigga looked at my list, that's why. Okay, at number five, I have schools or places of education.
This is not America. We don't do school shootings.
Damn!
Oh, hey. Hi, bro. Hi, bro. Hi.
Jesus. I was just saying, like, the
hi.
The lifestyle of, like, especially in
hi, college. Lifestyle shootings.
No, in college.
But there's not much lifestyle after school shooting, hey?
Uvalde.
Rest before we do rest.
Yo.
I just got the lifestyle one, and then Let's stop. Sorry. You were saying, bro.
Schools or places of education, where especially like in varsity, there wasn't a place for learning. Exactly. It was just literally target practice. That's all it was. You were just a sniper.
Make it stop.
That's shit! Jeez, shit! Then hey, bro! Americans take things a bit too literal, hey? Fucking.
Shots fired.
Snapshot, sniper, headshot, finna get
anyway.
Low.
Anyway.
Okay, schools.
But yeah, that was number five. Number four, this is very random. Your granny's house.
Huh?
Whoa.
That's where all the drama happens when everyone comes back together.
Okay, yeah.
That's where you hear all the news.
When I'm mngana ngazi ukuthi ukusinike nje oqala wena mngane wamtshela ubaba kaSimiso ukuthi
that's where you hear all the drama in the family when you're at your granny's place. It's not supposed to be a toxic place. You grew up there, but
facts.
The shit always goes down there.
Facts.
But anyway,
it's like a courtroom for black people.
Family courts.
Yeah, that's actually more of, actually let me not.
It's family courts where you don't know who the father is.
Damn!
Sensational.
Hey, that is so multi-layered, dog. Thank you. Just like Judge Judy's desk.
Her money too. Her money too. She just retired, even like a few years ago, or something like that.
Shit. Yes, when you said her money too, I thought Harry Potter.
Hermione too. I make it disappear like a.
Sorry.
Peekaboo.
All right, Ghostwriter in the building.
I'm Cristiano Ronaldo.
Just on Cristiano Ronaldo shit.
Cristiano.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
You know, I'm a Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh my God.
DR6. Hey.
Anyway, hey. Number three. Jesus Christ.
DR6. Yeah.
Sensational.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Number six. It's very random, but then for me, I've been suggested to this place by too many thotties for me to not know that it's a hot thottie zone. Coffee shops or small restaurants.
Oh man, 100%.
Coffee shops or small restaurants, how are they toxic?
Because all the baddies are there, and then you know what
chakra
it is.
Chakra things, vibes.
They're not supposed to be toxic. They're places to get your food and drink or whatever. But you know, obviously, that's the place where they get the
that's where
the
you get your linkage, in. Yeah.
That's okay, that's where your pinky shows on the
but
table.
But that's worse than grandma's house.
Yeah, that's a good think point. About it. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Okay, granny's place, we'll move it once I'm done.
Yeah.
We haven't finalized it. Number two, I have the workplace.
Definitely.
You here to make paper.
That pop and then they start feeling like feelings. They know you, and then they start.
Niggas are always in their feelings for what? Like sometimes you look at people like, why don't you just want this money, bro? Like,
get this bread and leave me the fuck alone.
Like, okay, bro. But anyway.
Stave.
And then number one, you know what it is? Was already spilled. It was leaked.
It was leaked.
Church
in them.
the most toxic, non-toxic place on earth.
Bruh,
all the thotties are at church.
Facts. Yes.
What the future say? He said, I knew she was a freak cause she grew up in the church.
Sensational.
All of them are Awen. Queen of church. The queens of church, cause like when they're young, like when you come up through the ranks with them.
Queen of church.
I'll tell you. Your friend that you don't even want to believe with, she's a thought. You really want to hold on and believe that she's not a thought. Your friend.
You mean your ex?
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Not my... Are you... No. Not my ex at all.
I don't claim.
It wasn't even a linkage. It was just a
thing. It's a linkage.
It was a thing.
But you linked.
It was just a fling. Just a fling.
You ain't got a number now?
I do.
Thank you.
There we go. It was a linkage. There's a consistent connection. And it's incredible.
But you keep thinking. Don't change it. But you keep thinking she's an angel, but she's not.
No, I know she's a... You told me.
Queens of church.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, honorable mentions.
The post office, though.
Mansplain. I don't know what you talk. Like I have an idea, but elaborate.
Post office is toxic shit, though.
Elaborate. Wow.
Okay. It just is.
Why?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, so how are we gonna know? What happens at the post office?
But when's that fun?
You run into people you'd rather not run into.
Who did you
run into at the post office?
I feel like the nigga in the back gets this shit. We don't get this shit.
Yeah, okay. Something clearly happened.
Mm-hmm.
Something sensational happened. You ran into an ex. And she came in with a bag. Can you chop me off at this road?
Let's play. It's more like I ran into the girl with her nigga.
Sensational.
Yeah.
And the thing is, she doesn't even live here. I just had her pick her shit up here so the nigga can drop her off at my place and say it was a friend.
Sensational.
The post office is a very toxic place. It's an evil world we live in.
So you literally send these bitches.
And very random too.
This nigga posted. He posted that ass to me. Exactly.
That's very random too. That's extremely random. Wow. This nigga really thinks about his shit.
That was deep.
He really does think about his almost his strategy.
The nigga will use words he don't really know.
Yeah, guess this.
Same thing.
You almost thinks about his strategy. Like you think really deeply about this shit,
bro.
Nah, that's you're creative.
Bro, I have PPM. Not poor penis management, but pristine penis management. It's very pristine.
You know which other place is very, very toxic?
What?
Erez.
I don't even want to get into it.
I've got stories.
Everyone has stories.
Erez life. Yarr.
Oh man!
If you never live Rez life, like I'm not talking about like what you saw. I'm talking about like shit you partook in. If you never like partook in the actions, don't come.
Once had to hand out a ladder.
Huh? Oh, I remember you said that.
I had to hand out a ladder to my man because he was in a broad place and the nigga started knocking at the door.
He told us.
Rah, fuck, dude.
I remember the story.
Like yo, and it's like at 11, 12 o'clock. So,
yeah.
And I know good. I knew the maintenance dude. It's like, say, I went to one or two.
Oh, bang.
Keep saying niggas should stop playing away games.
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh that's okay, but that kind of counts as res. But a toxic place that shouldn't be.
Away game.
A woman's house.
Bruh. At res, hold up, bruh. At res, we assume that we're all away from home. So we're not thinking that. I was sleeping in the bed, and then her nigga popped up, and umchito pumelokshin. I'm thinking, yarr, yabola. Bro, I passed the nigga on. Yabola passage. That's not to show. What show?
umakhelwane nomngami badlala ama-games ebhedeni izolo lo mfazi
ungibize ngo-James.
Okay, what's another honorable mention? I think when you said places, all places of education, you kind of cut out the library, because fuck shit happened in the library. Library, dog.
Hey, when?
Fuck shit happened in the library, bro.
Hey, when?
Fuck shit happened in the library, bro.
Hey.
Man got took it. Man has taken W's, L's, the whole assorted alphabet.
And it's like they knew.
And the alphabet did not come from the book.
What? LGBT?
He said he was gay, so what?
Hey, yeah. Pause.
I knew he was going there.
No, we're not gang. We're not calling up on Rainbow Gang. We're not calling up on Rainbow Gang. No, that's not the ones we're calling up on. I'm talking about L's and the W's and everything.
You know, the other L's and W's in life. Jesus Christ, Manchester United. Hi, bro.
Really? It's way too early. No, like, it's way too early for
early for what? Nah, let's talk about it.
Bruh, that's ridiculous.
Bruh,
that is ridiculous.
My very first question. I randomly saw a small nigga in the back four, and I'm like,
why is Rey Mysterio back defender?
why is Hasbulla center back? Why is Hasbulla center back?
Hi, bro.
Make it stop.
No, but honestly, the nigga pushed the
rank. No. Who thought about buying a 5'8" center back?
Wow. I mean, obviously, you was a
no. He looked at him and like you saw good to know he's good enough to compete in the A. So we must keep him at the, like, you actually scanned.
But
this.
To be fair, him and Maguire didn't have many howlers like De Gea, bro. Sheamus.
No, but Sheamus. Of course, De Gea. No, like, that's gonna add to the conspiracy theory of. These niggas don't wanna play anymore. They're mad at something. They just don't give a shit anymore. Like, it's, they did it on
obvious.
Purpose.
It's too obvious.
But no, bro, this nigga Ben Mee literally just put his arm on, what's this nigga's name, Martinez, on Hasbulla. He put his arm on him and then he didn't jump or anything. He just tapped the ball with his head into the nets. He didn't have to do shit.
That's
he just
mad.
Bro, it's like you know that shit that they did in the 70s where they went back into the crowd, whoo, and they bounced back up. It was a trust exercise. Niggas pushed them back. They was being baptized.
Bro, and you know what's the funniest one, bro? Those niggas went down early. Bro, they killed the hope. You know, even this thing of, like, Ten Hag is here, bro. Ten Hag's Reds, you're gonna see us this season, bro. First day, bro.
Gay!
Aye, man got bent over, boy.
Damn!
Literally.
I gonna spit. Aye. Must be beat.
I just genuinely want to know what's wrong now. I don't care about anything anymore. It's entertaining to see them lose and shit, but what's going on now?
First gay thing was more intentional than, well, it's because the first one was against Brighton. And the rainbow's very bright.
So you were gonna get cancelled, Dad.
We're not getting cancelled. We're not going anywhere. Mansplain is
here.
But the point is, bro, you United have the ability to make average teams look like prime Barcelona, prime Madrid, bro.
Now, listen, the finishing was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Was disgusting. It was nasty. And Ivan Toney's pass, first time, was disgusting.
And I saw that these niggas were really feeling themselves, because I'm seeing mid-table niggas trying first-time volleys and fucking step-overs and whatnot. Niggas were feeling it, bro. You know how, like, it's one thing for them to play you and beat you and be efficient, but when mid-table niggas
are doing
flavor and sauce, niggas was trying the bonus and what. Bro, it's dead. Pack away and go.
I heard Cristiano needs to leave.
Just on my Cristiano Ronaldo shit.
He wants to. Not even he. He and no wants one wants to. Him. He wants
no
to.
Wants no one wants Tristy, bro.
I wonder why. Like, what did he do?
Bruh, I just think he's 38, bro. He's past the wall.
He's way past his wall.
But he's still scoring. He was the third.
Yeah, but he's too expensive.
Bro, okay, let's say
his wages, no?
No,
he's not worth it, is what I'm trying to say.
Leave the wages, bro. Like, he can only literally go to like 5 or 6 teams. And all of them, bro, they
don't need
a 38-year-old, bruh.
They don't need him.
Like, whether it's Bayern or Madrid or Atleti.
We're living in those what would happen if times that we said when we were younger.
Oh, like,
It's time now for everything that we thought we saw,
that we never thought would happen. Like, I never thought I'd see Lampard wearing a City shirt.
You see what I'm saying? That
but
was the weirdest thing.
That ever. Was a that was very weird. No, but my memory even forgets it. Like Lampard,
it was a minute though.
He scored. He scored against us too,
bro. And like, bro, Joe Hart and Roma. What the fuck?
That's not shocking.
That's very weird, bro. That was very weird.
But
bro,
he wasn't like a City, like, you know, don't know anything. So he didn't have he didn't pledge no allegiance because he came back to the Premier League at some stage.
Yeah, for Spurs. Hey, bro, that's when you know your career is going nowhere, when you choose to play for Spurs.
Yeah, I saw it with Bale. When he was I
don't know. It's like Spurs is like a retirement village. I just imagine those niggas wear slippers to training, bro.
The fuzzy ones,
bro, with the gowns, bro.
Ah,
those niggas don't even run on the pitch, bro. They just sit there on the things, and then they get, you know, those sheets of paper over the eyelids, bro, to moisturize the skin.
Oh, really?
Bro, no, dog. That's just. But you know, and also another thing that I realized and I deeped, football literally has the ability to govern niggas' mental states, bro. Niggas were losing their shit, bro. Like, I remember the peak of it, like, all my Arsenal niggas were going through it, like, in 2018, bro.
Niggas' personalities changed.
Niggas' personalities changed,
yep, bro. Yep. I mean, Arsenal were going through some shit.
Niggas had like that Miley Cyrus fucking Britney Spears level breakdown. Angaz and gonna match his copper man laga, bro.
And it's jumpy, but they're live.
No, so the problem is right now everyone's on the up, and then when your team is now like
on the down
it's
constantly.
Like,
fools. Oh.
But I think I think as United man can be proud because they lived.
Stop that shit.
Wait, hold. Y'all niggas shit. Lived. Y'all niggas watch Champions Leagues. Y'all niggas watch multiple Premier Leagues. You know?
Yeah,
what did Arsenal niggas live? When did they live?
Okay.
Niggas are still inside.
Bro, literally, Henry is very responsible. Henry, bro, like, Arsenal niggas should send a class action lawsuit to Henry's way.
No,
that
for
man
real.
Is the
for
ultimate
real.
Catfish, bro.
For
That's
real.
The biggest catfish I've ever seen, bro.
For real.
Henry. Bro,
why is he a catfish?
But bro, the amount of niggas that he made support Arsenal, bro.
But he did win them leagues, though. It's not like
just league one. There's one.
Not two.
No, one.
Huh?
And then he went to Barcelona.
Yeah, no. Peter. He had to show them. Would say I'm dope here, but when that place is calling me, I'm gone.
Yeah, but the point is, bro, those niggas stayed with the Arsenal, and now they're still there. Arsenal.
Nah, wow. But Arsenal is like totally different now. Totally different. Brand new team.
But, bro, they're just slightly on the up. They still ain't winning shit, though.
Nah.
They ain't winning nothing.
Let's see what they do this season.
Yeah, honestly, like,
this season you can bet on them at least to stay in
like,
the top four.
Top
six,
four.
Six,
top four, yeah.
Yeah,
top
I think they're going to make top four.
Top
like,
four,
that's
yeah.
What the
hell? I'm going to get this season.
But, bro, remember.
But what? Did you guys see De Bruyne's goal yesterday? Jesus Christ.
And also
Jesus.
I friend, he was walking on water there, my boy.
Nah, that nigga's confident. You could see his confidence.
Bro, he's sensational. He's so good. Woo. He's so good.
On form. Like, his first game, even though he didn't score, he was dancing around niggas in the box. I'm
in
like,
the box.
What's this nigga doing?
Nah, walking on water. Crazy. Turning that water to wine.
Sensational.
Bro. Jesus. Aish. Sensational.
Jesus peace.
Ish.
Sideways thing.
Chips.
This nigga got pizza 8-0 in a day.
Because of 8-0 aggregate, bro. Bruh, yo.
It's not good for me, bro. Like, Uncle Rides.
Bro.
Angico
and the thing is, United and Chiefs niggas come together. It's literally like a lucky pack. It's a bonus pack of Ugliwa.
Make it stop!
Bro.
Okay, as in, okay.
Dog, it's mad, man.
Okay.
It's fucking
okay.
Mad.
Okay.
Fucking mad.
Okay, Pavar. How?
Yeah.
Now, that's why I said I stopped watching the PSL because Chiefs gave me too much heartbreak. I told you a long time ago. I had too much anxiety. I couldn't stop thinking about whether they're going to be good today or horrible the next day.
Like,
bro, you know what I'm saying?
It's a toxic relationship. I want you to achieve. Ingatsinje uchola nechiri ehlanya ephathi okapi. One day she's nice to you, akuphekela the next day uthi ayifisekwen. I was like, I won't. I was. Yeah.
You know what, niggas? All that aside, bro. I stopped watching Pirates because I used to get vexed, bro. I used to get proper irritated. Yeah. Brian, you mkumbuli rakhale, bro. How that guy?
All skill and nothing.
All skill and nothing. Bro, he's nothing. Bro, that still guy, that we're getting Chow 2-0 and there's a counter-attack. Bro, he's going to trap the ball and he's going to spin around, bro, and then he's going to go back. Fensu, that guy irritated me, bro.
I went to stay for rakhale.
And bro, Yazi, that's actually something I want to talk about. You know, there's this thing with South African football fans and this thing of Kasi style. We just need to play Kasi style and we're going to be ahead in life. Bro, what is that shit, bro?
Kasi style is just for entertainment.
Bro, Kasi style spinning on top of the ball is... Bro, that's what's going... bro. And there's all of dumb shit they like to do where they like they stand on the ball and they go... And then they pass it and they... fucking shit, bro. Fucking shit. Then they jump on top of the ball. And bro, like, even when niggas are watching, you know the ones where you're seeing niggas' talents and skills and, like, they're playing on the ground, like, gravel, whatnot. All I see is niggas having epileptic fits and kicking up dust. And niggas are like, Kasi style.
For the dust.
Kasi style, Kasi style. Bullshit. Yes, seen. Bro, the Brazilians did it right because they...
Separated,
bro.
Exactly.
They sent niggas to Italy.
Yes.
They sent niggas to England. They sent niggas to Spain. Mm-hmm. Sent some niggas to Germany and Portugal. Then some niggas came back with great finishing, great passing, great defending. And then on top of it, they put the samba style.
That's
and
what I'm trying to say.
I would say Tina Fetu, you're gonna clap on top of the board.
No, I totally disagree.
Fucking hell.
I totally disagree with the fact that they want to play Kasi style. Uzo, it's non-professional. It wastes time. It's just not. I bugeg now. Or Ireland, and it's cliff. Other people are going to be annoyed by it. We're the only ones who are going to be entertained. Isamba now, it's the same thing. That's what they did. Lenta to Ikaz. Samba style, we lale Brazilian.
Bruh, and we lale international. They do though, but they did it
leagues.
After.
No, they created
did it
leagues
all,
for
no,
that type of
I'm
shit.
Saying, like Brazilian footballers, like Neymar, Dinho, Douglas Costa, they have that in them, but it's like you put that, it's like that's the cherry on the top. Not the cherry
kinda,
by itself.
Yes.
It's the cherry on the top. You can't tell me, Guti, I'm going to rate you because you can kick up dust on dusty YouTube compilations. But when it comes, pass the ball, do some shit. Be a freestyler then if
the
you want to
only
do that.
The only time, this is, I've heard multiple coaches say this, that the only time that we ever want to see a player do some flair or kind of thing is when you're defeating the opponent.
Exactly.
That's the only time.
So spin up his weapon and then you're going to pass it back.
What is that?
Fucking no.
They're going to run up. Get the ball, I'm shy, the one who's behind you, you just pass it back to someone who's weak.
Bro, he's under pressure. You know what I'm saying? Now,
and so it makes no sense.
And it goes really back to why Ibafana, bro. Ibafana's fucked. It's fucked, bro. It's so fucked. And bro, and actually, this actually vexes me because, bro, I'm so vexed.
It's fucked.
Because, bro, it's like, there's nothing you can do with that thing, bro. Because niggas are overpaid and they underperform.
Yeah,
I've never,
true.
Like, bro, I can't think of one South African guy that I can say he's a consummate professional. Like, this guy goes cryogenic chamber, he trains, he has a sleeping coach. Niggas will go play against Kaizer Chiefs and then fucking afterwards, you'll find them in the VIP section with Hubbly, bro, and beers, bro.
It's fucked.
Fucked. These niggas are not, they're part-time footballers, these niggas, bro. Bro, even the pros, the girl them can do some things, bro.
Banyana can actually fucking play.
They want AFCON,
that's
bro.
That's the thing. They can actually play.
Bro, exactly. Bro, we are dealing with men who only qualify in competitions just because they're hosting the competition, bro. They can't qualify off the cup.
Merits.
On the cusp, bro. They
can't even win a group.
Can't win nothing.
Bro.
AFCON, we can't even cross two stages.
Literally, I think, you know what I think? Whenever I think of, like, other people from other countries, the only thing they think of with us is, be good! And the ball flying to the top against Mexico. Whenever they think of South Africa, that's all they think.
Bro, and
there's a sound of R. Kelly. Yeah. That's all we think of. Stamina, mina, waka, waka,
What is even that shit? You know that thing? That's another thing that vexes
that's
me.
That's like that.
Bro, like... This thing that Africa is one country and we all speak one thing.
I'm zoned, Kelly Kumalo.
Sensational.
Yo, bro, I'd rather leave that thing.
Sensational.
I'd rather leave that thing because that thing irritates me, bro. Hey, yo, bro, you're fine, bro. You know, when Bayern gets beaten, it's like, fuck, okay, this sucks, but y'all niggas burn 6 million Jews, so I guess it's okay. But when it's niggas in your own backyard, your own man, then bro, I can't do it, bro. I can't stomach it, bro.
Nah, that's why whenever it's like international tournaments, I just support Ivory Coast. I'm fine.
Yeah, man. Ivory Coast, Nigeria, anything else, Ghana, Niger, bro. These niggas, bro. Bro, and I remember when Kylian Mbappe came, bro, niggas' heads were hanging like they had hangovers, bro. Mbappe, bro.
Running circles. He also did that to us.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When we played us, bro, niggas who looked like they were going there, bro, smoking hublies and whatnot, those niggas were training. They were fit, bro. They were ready to go. But anyway,
bro, the only time...
Yeah.
The only time I can ever remember Ikasi Flair working in our favor.
In the 90s.
I don't remember. No, it was in the early 2000s. Early 2003, 2004, I think.
Oh, like Junior Kanye times and whatnot.
Benny McCarthy. Benny McCarthy, yeah. I don't know if you guys remember the Vodacom Cup.
Yeah.
Pirates. Pirates, Chiefs, and then Man United, or
Tottenham,
and then it was Man United.
Wait, hold on. The name of this episode should be Tuck Your Age Showing.
Yeah,
honestly, too much throwbacks.
Too much throwbacks, bro.
It's my dad.
It's my dad.
Yeah, you were saying.
Bro. The only time I remember Ikasi Flair actually working against these niggas because they couldn't, maybe I was weak defend, was that game. Oscar Angobe, Sebeno Junior, Beba Shanga,
Yeah.
And they were playing against the
United and
Spurs. Hey, it wasn't. Against United, I think we lost.
Because there was Wafa Wafa, bro. The thing of Chiefs.
It's a common knockout, Leo. It's a common knockout, Leo.
No, I'm telling when. Oh, okay, I guess.
No, it was a Vodacom challenge.
Vodacom challenge. And, bro, I remember back then. I forgot who this guy was, but they would call him Chitabekame just because he had Ikokel red. Because everyone used to have either black or white boots, bro. At that time, they haven't.
That nigga, as I actually do.
Bro, what's up coming? What's in Ikokel red, bro?
Who did he play? Which team did he play?
He played for Chiefs, bro. He played for Chiefs, bro. I can't remember his name. He wasn't that good, bro. Was it Schalk Vake or Skalk?
Skalk van Vake. Malalela. Umtwana wayishisa.
Wayishisa, bro.
And then what you said.
That thing got into his head.
Yeah, dawu twala. Na mantombazani.
Because you wear red shoes. Michael Jackson.
Red bottoms.
Hi, my name is Pet Peach. Yeah. Yes, my name is though. Kona no munyum chita fesu. Was in a car accident. Why is Lalelutain with Pirates? Car accident, football over. I don't remember what his name was.
Not to Anele. No, I am
Ngongo. Ngongo, I shouldn't let it was an in.
Ngong.
Ngong. Why say boy? He played away and he came back. Why say, I say, Jordan, I'm sure that's what I'm saying. But anyway.
Sensational.
Hi, bro. Kanjani Chiraki Shone a week before we landele when.
Yeah, that's okay. Mad. That's a bit mad. Speaking of Ngulas, did you see
Magic Johnson?
Rest before we do rest.
Not Magic Johnson, bro. This other broad. She was a Instagram /
Ulo. I know her. Ooh, I already know what you're gonna talk about. Her name is
Gina something.
Nigga, she used to be a world star hip hop model.
Yeah, and she was also on OnlyFans. Bro, the one with the tattoo on the neck.
Yes, bro. I remember her.
She was skinny as fuck. Gina two or something.
It's so sad, bro. You know her when I was. If you see her, you'd be like, oh, I remember this bitch. She's been in music videos, multiple.
She was like a video vixen.
Yeah.
Video vixen.
Yeah, but before we knew what Instagram baddies were.
Gina Bunny?
Gina something. Gina 2 or 2 G.
No, man. Bro. It's not Gina something,
bro. Wait. Let me pull him up. It's
444. Make a wish.
Oh, shit.
My skin is black.
Oh, sensational.
Can't you buy a She used to be even like, you know, those world star softcore kind of porn type shit where they would just be like, they have their
twerking titties on
and twerking and shit. I remember those videos. I remember video they posted on Facebook.
I think it was. Okay, let me just say AIDS
Spaddy. Oh no, Baba Twali. Okay, that's some fucked up shit came up. Google ain't loyal. Wait.
Wait, what did you say? What did you think her name was?
Gina 2 or something. AIDS. Gina 2. This broad, bro. This fucking chick, dog. This fucking chick, dog.
Oh, I've never seen her.
No, ever. Man. That's not
what this I was one, talking about. And this is the one I'm talking about.
That's not what I was talking about.
What are you talking about then?
I was talking about an OG gangster bitch. I'm all the Johnny Blaze type bitches, though. Those not bitches who came head. In the game, superhead type bitches. Ah, I'm born super. I think
Gwenya. Yeah, you're clean. That's not my boy. But you see that bitch, how she looks now, bro? It finished her, dog. It finished her, bro. She can't even walk anymore, bro. The AIDS killed her legs. She had it for like 8 years, bro.
She didn't know him.
No! And the thing is, bro, the fuck thing is that. She was in Chris Breezy music videos. She was linked to a long list of mandem, bro. And she was like, guys, please get tested. She went on an Instagram live. I don't know if she dropped the names on the live or she dropped it on the DM or whatever, but this thing, bro.
Shouldn't go raw.
Don't go raw. And don't industry bitches, bro.
Nah. Never.
Queen Lori. Did you hear what she said?
Oh, like, I'm going to do something if it serves me or whatever.
Yeah, but it's like, bruh, I don't want to get too deep into how chicks think and
whatever. No, it's not even about how chicks think. It's I just think she's trying to be sensational when she's not.
It's not even about that. For her, it's just, I feel like she really, like, is doing her own thing.
In her head,
she doesn't see you to know I'm influencing a bunch of young girls coming up behind me. Even though it's not her fault that they are influenced by her. But then they're still going to try to follow her and do the shit that she's doing. But she's like, bruh, I almost got married at 21. I'm trying to live my life now. And she said, we'll see, the person that I was at 21 is not the person that I am now. So each time I'm going to keep changing my mind. And when I change my mind, I'll change my mind. But then bitches think, when she changes her mind, I'll change my mind too.
They look at someone living their life as an empowering statement, and then they fucking commit to something that isn't even there.
Caricatures.
Absolutely. Yes, bro, and I think niggas do a lot of that. When we always talk about the future.
Bitch niggas,
exactly. See, now we understand what the future is just being sensational. I just like the sensationalism. I'm not going to follow future.
Here's my thing. I'm not going to say that I won't follow. What I won't do is, I won't try to act like you.
Exactly.
I'm not even gonna lie. I was telling Wes like before you came. I've tried some future sensational shit.
Yeah.
Just to see if it works.
Yeah.
And it does.
It does.
And then you come, but I have to come back and admit to myself, hey, I'm not that nigga. Not. In fact, I have become. Yeah. I have become that.
No. Like Kevin Hart said, every superhero will test their superpowers.
Yeah.
You'll just try and see, hey, how far can I take it? But then I know it's not me, but let me see if I can play this role
that
I've always wanted to play. So let me just play it anyway.
Hey, the problem when niggas don't take the costume off, bro.
Yeah, that's the problem. I take the costume off. Yeah.
Niggas want to go to the Daily Planet dressed like Superman. They don't even want to put the
Saber hose.
They don't even want to put the glasses on anymore, bro.
Bruh, Caps and Saber hose. Natural Caps and Saber. Don't save her.
She don't want to be saved.
That's how you become a Caps and Saber hose. Because you're constantly playing a character. That's deep as shit.
Yeah, you are. You guys are constantly
playing a character. That's deep as shit.
Shit, you guys go to... Yo, man. Strong. Stupid.
Would have been funny on camera, but anyway.
That's what I'm thinking to myself. Like, niggas, it's not gonna hit the same.
Laugh in your head.
Sensational.
Niggas are nuisances, bro. Yeah, niggas are proper nuisances. Jesus Christ. Hey, my dude. As I think sometimes, bro, therapy is important.
Where are we going with this? Because it's going to be sensational.
I'm really not. Bruh, people.
Okay, right, boy.
No, dog. I think I'm okay, hey? I think I really realized that I'm more mentally healthy than I thought I was. People are crazy. You're batshit out here, dude.
But didn't we say that? It says, bruh, the people that go there actually need it, but then they don't actually use it for what it's there for.
Bruh. And then they come out with these terms of narcissist and gaslighting and breadcrumbing.
They were told that by the therapist that that's what they do. We keep saying that. They know that they do that shit. So they're like, oh, fuck it. I learned something new. It's rooted in narcissism.
And misogyny.
And all that. Yeah,
backup patriarchy to the side generator masculinity. Like I keep saying,
this that's the difference between generations. There's now educated idiots. They just know all the big words. And they can just go and throw them out there. And then it's just like, but yes, in terms of English, you are right.
It has again.
For 10 months. 10 marks.
10 marks.
I cursed the motherfucker that brought the word patriarchy to Twitter.
Bro. Ha, 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 hey.
Yo.
Patriarchy.
Yo.
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 Throw that one. Yo.
I thought it. Bro, ever since I muted that, I added that to my muted words, my timeline has looked also peaceful, bro.
Well, that's so sincere. That's no manifestation.
No misogyny. Misogyny
is the worst. Because it's like, ego.
Ego. Wait. But I think ego is like on the back burner now. Ego,
toxic.
It's toxic.
Fucking hell, bro.
And gaslight.
No, there's a new one now. What's love it? Bombing.
Love bombing, yes. And breadcrumb.
I also sat my ex down. I'm like, what's love bombing? Like, I was so old. Like, bruh, what's love bombing? Like, no, it's constantly like bombarded, like being sensational, not even sensational, but being overbearing, being that perfect nigga, like too much, and then switching up.
It's like
you're constantly love bombing them. You're giving them love too much love, and then eventually you're gonna slow down and do your own thing.
So you're being toxic.
Yes.
They
say that love bombing is toxic because they'll make sure they're like, the perfect person and then be sensational.
Indotamast.
Yeah, that's another one.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm just wait. That was a definition.
I'm trying to say, didn't they start it?
Facts. They can't handle it.
It won't fit, but I get it in. I don't know if you're going with Beyonce or Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
I was waiting.
Since you were driving, hey, brought us back to the mental plane.
Yeah, bro, because I'm like, hey, we got to pick. Yeah, no. But, no, look. This whole thing. Pause.
Gay!
Pause. Scratch the record.
Hey, your guys are stretching it.
Yo! Yo! Sis!
It's not even funny.
Yo!
That's not funny, guys.
Bro, it's just really not funny, man. But the point is, man, all this bullshit. All these things, bro.
People like all this bullshit, stretch.
Yo, yes, dog. I lost my train of thoughts.
I'm the boy.
I'm the last boy. not me. Definitely not me. But the point is, bro. You have a lot of educated idiots. People have vocabulary so thick, but when it comes to the fucking knowledge and the fucking ism, Kate Moss out
here. You know what it's showing? It's showing that the people that actually did listen in school don't know shit about life.
Ooh.
That's what it's showing.
Ooh.
And it's like, it's everything that we were told but we never saw, because everything that we saw were from the perspective of the niggas that just were doing their own thing, dropped out of school and then started to like do their own shit because they lived life. We never knew from the educated side. Now that the educated have a quote unquote voice, it's nothing.
I wouldn't even say it's an education thing, but it's like you wanna fill in the actual ism that you would get through going through life. You wanna fill it in through a textbook.
Like woke.
It's that thing of you want to read about it or hear about it instead of being about it on the real.
Like, don't live about it, talk about it, be about it.
Exactly.
It's just, I don't like I said earlier on, I told you, everybody thinks they're a fucking politician. Everybody thinks they can politic. Now, here's the thing with the whole, my whole thing with the way that people think.
What?
Everybody thinks they're smart, hang on.
Yeah.
Look at the word, government. It's some people would say break it up, oh, it's to govern men. I say it's to govern the mental.
Yes, sir! This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga!
Cat Williams hits blunt.
It's blood.
That's why mint. The country is fresh, because they're governing mint.
Okay, yeah, give it to him. Okay, sure. Again.
Take it, it's fine.
But everybody thinks now they understand on the same level. Yeah, bro? Everyone wants to be a umsholos, guamanje, a umsholos, waismele, a nancy.
Yeah, I hear you.
Do you understand?
Everyone wants to be a revolutionary when they ain't about it.
Thank you.
It's like tin pot revolutionaries.
Mm-hmm. They didn't earn their stripes.
Yeah, exactly. You want to be, we're a revolutionary and you hate white monopoly capital, but you still shop at Woolworths.
Or you live in a DA area.
Or you go to Starbucks.
Starbucks revolutionary.
Bruh.
Or Kauai.
Hey.
Like,
and
for
some
me,
some say Virgin Active too, because that's an expensive ass gym.
It is though, right? I mean,
but Planet Fitness is the same thing though.
Planet Fitness is cheaper though.
But there's tiers. There's like the orange one, and then there's the blue one, and then there's the platinum one.
At least there's a choice.
Yeah, there's a choice. Yeah. Oh,
they do, but you know, it's gone too far now. Let's move.
Pause. Hey, question. Lishukti Virgin Active. Like, that thing has always fucking fucked with my Virgin. A Virgin that's active.
No, it's because the that's cell phone the, no, line no, is called Virgin.
No, it's showing the women today. That's how they act. Ooh. They all act a Virgin.
Yo.
Sensational.
Sensational.
They're all active virgins.
Damn.
Damn.
Yo. That's
sensational.
Yes,
it's a slow burner, bro. It took time to get there. It took time to get deep. Exactly like it did with the women that.
Damn.
No, but really, no. The history of virgin
you guys
is simple.
Have got cooking today.
The history of virgin is very simple. It came from the multi-billionaire Richard Branson, who flew to Epstein Island, and he was so surprised at what he saw there, so he knew he had to call it virgin.
The virgins were active.
I thought y'all were done.
I think Bill Gates booked another ticket there. He ain't done for sure.
I'm not gonna say, but that's why the logo's red.
Oh, and white.
Sensational.
Cards.
I know. Thank you.
What else is red and white? Isn't Valentine's Day?
I mean, I'm not with it.
Ha!
That was my original.
Yeah, I mean, that was the joke.
I took it to another level, dog.
Hey, let's go, gang.
Sambin.
Bro, I think, yeah, this is a bit too flagrant, even for us. It's even a bit too flagrant for us. But anyway, man. Let's wrap it up, man. Yes, we didn't even talk about what we want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about?
You wanted to talk about niggas.
Aye.
Oh, the attack on masculinity. That's what we wanted to talk about
today.
There
is no attack on masculinity. If they feel there's an attack on your masculinity, well...
I bet there's an attack on masculinity, bro.
Nah, there's a war on masculinity.
There's a war on masculinity, full on.
Buffets.
I brung it.
Listen.
It's something... No, but the problem is that, yes, there may be an attack or a war on it, but they're capitalizing on something that was already weakened.
That's all. That's all you must say. Yes. That's the only difference. They're capitalizing.
So it's not like they're forcing.
It's not that it's new.
Yeah.
It's not a new thing. We literally spoke about this the other day, where we said we're the only, especially us black men, we're the only group that doesn't get to complain about hardships or people targeting campaigns towards us. We can't complain about that shit. Why? Because it's forever existent. It's not a new thing.
Facts.
That's why it's like it's not surprising to me.
And I think a lot of niggas are giving in, hey, because even in a war on masculinity, when I look at black men, we are the only men or the only group of men that feel like men through our penis.
Yeah,
now.
No,
we're forced to.
The point that we're making is that no one's forced to, is that it was already weakened, so now they're capitalizing.
Right, exactly. Okay, yes. Yeah.
So now they're just convincing us more, giving us a little nudge, saying, hey, continue thinking through your penis and be stupid.
And wear skirts.
Continue thinking through your penis and be stupid.
And simp.
Simping.
That's worse.
Simping.
How can you think through your penis and be a simp?
You see, the thing is, simp, like, people don't understand how detrimental simping is to a society. Mm. No. I just read a study that, okay, obviously it's based on the US, but when it comes for violence within the family.
Yeah. No, I get you. I already know.
Jealous men, sexually jealous men are more dangerous than drugs, alcohol, violence, poverty, everything.
Speak.
They've done more atrocities than all that shit put together in the family.
Yep.
And this is why even we have a problem with Sims in this country. Because violence against women. Bro, if a woman cheats on you, it's you're a goofy bitch for giving out your pussy to another nigga who ain't as saucy as me. You're stupid. Hamba.
I'll get another one. Like, it's simple.
But please. Now you want to kill a... Bro, that's like, you're going nowhere, you're mine, my precious. You'll never go anywhere else.
It's like, stupid.
Bro, and you know what? The problem I have, like, I love that the message about GBV and everything's being fought. But the problem is, it's not dealing with the core of the problem, which is the nigga's mental state for you to get there. Right? Because the mental state for you to get there, they fuel it by saying she needs to be your one and only, both to men, all of this thing. I love that. Like, she's your goddess, the woman is your goddess.
Go back. I love that you said one and only.
Yes.
Let's start there. Upsoga. Babu eliminate her lento qedukisho.
Yes.
Upsoga. Be sensational. It's within our culture again for me.
Exactly.
That's why I can't be a simp.
You have to be sensational.
I have to be sensational. Kumele ngibe nentombi ezu 3 at a time. It can't force uzulu usho njalo.
Yes.
Usho njalo uzulu.
And didn't you say using the red pool was if you don't have options, then you ain't shit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And everything you do must be born of options. Because if you get married, if you have a hun, if you're committed to one chick, and there's no one else who wants you, you're not committed to one chick. You're
running away from the field.
Exactly.
Yo,
Cristiano Ronaldo. You're not Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's the name, guy. For sec.
You're not Cristiano Ronaldo, boy.
Just on a Cristiano Ronaldo shit.
You don't have to play this shit. You're running away.
That is such a sensational bar because. That is such a sensational bar. Because a lot of niggas, bro, they're running away from the field with everything they do. Like, it's niggas are broke. Niggas aren't doing anything with their life that's worth doing, so they run away from the field by just getting hands.
Exactly.
And this is why I'm saying, Wooty, this thing of simping, it's so dangerous because this idea that a nigga needs to put a woman so far up the pedestal. And then when she goes away, because look, we're humans, bro. It's not even that.
We, like, you see, as times are now changing, we're trying to now finesse the bag off of them, technically. We're now trying to make a come up off of them, technically.
Talk to me.
We're talking about simps, not all niggas, of course. Simps now, they say, since I did everything for you, I expect some shit in return. Totally, and when it doesn't come back, niggas lose the shit, man.
And then,
you know what that reminds me of? You know what that reminds me of? Or the analogy that I can put towards that. Is that niggas value pussy like they value diamonds. Diamonds ain't got no value.
Mm.
None. Do you know that?
Yeah, they have no value. Yeah.
None.
It's a limited supply to the market that drives up the price. Yeah.
It's none. There's no value to a diamond. So if you're thinking that a diamond's gonna pay off in 30 years,
it's not.
It's just gonna look flashy next to you.
You know really what simping is. At its core, simping is not putting yourself first. Because if you're a real nigga, she performs first, then you give her. Not that you perform, then expect something in return. It's on your terms.
And also, like, when you look at it deeper, I don't want to get too serious, but, like, we're so used to always pushing, doing shit. So if she slows down and says, hey, sit down, let me take care of you, then it's like, alright, accept it. But then you can't expect, you do some shit and you wait for a reward. It's not gonna happen.
You don't start doing the shit until the agreement is put in place. Cause some niggas, a lot of the time, they keep quiet. They don't say, hey, this is what I want, this is what I'm after. Because if you say this is what I want, this is what I'm after, she'll say, I'm not really interested. And then if you continue after that, that's your own thing. Mina njenge hamba ngekwantle. This is another one.
See you next year, baby girl.
And that's the problem with this. You, my one and only.
Hey, Fizz.
I say that when it's like, I say that because, like, I wanted you to make you feel good.
Do you know some fuckboy shit that you hear that you know that you're sensational and she can tell that you're sensational?
Yeah.
You look like a player.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's true.
I've never been told that.
I've... You've never
consistently been told that.
I was told, this is what girls normally tell me when I'm to Nengan.
Yeah, that's deep. That's toxic, bro. Yeah.
They can
get super toxic.
Yep, they can smell that your spirit animal's PPM.
Yep. Yep.
Your spirit animals, that's PPM.
That's deep toxicity.
They look at you and not at your place. They look at you. Yep. You must have a lot of
kids. He's laughing because he knows it's true. We just made him realize it. This was therapy for him. We just made him realize it.
Bro.
And he's super toxic.
Man.
I didn't know where he was going with that, but damn, that's toxic as shit.
Too much, man. Yo, you have big deadbeat energy, bro.
Deadbeat energy.
You have big deadbeat energy, my boy.
She know I'm a flake.
Remember Flake? Speaking of throwbacks, remember Flake? Where did that chocolate go, bro?
Oh, yeah, Flakes.
It's probably still here because, you know, they need it on Black Forest.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Black Forest case. It's probably still around.
Le Black Forest is a surprise. Let you be there.
It's just nasty. It's just nasty as fuck. Let's just go to Chateau Kato.
Yeah, bro, when the purple box comes out, you know you mean business. It took a divine intervention, no Gogo, to get that Black Forest to disappear because that thing kept being bought.
That shit was nasty.
Bro, it was like, not okay.
Like, I know it was a hood favorite, but that shit was nasty as fuck.
Yeah, man.
I hear that divine intervention shit because, yo, Ama Olete used to buy that shit
For no reason.
And it's like, dad didn't care. They were like, fuck it, food is food.
Yo, I'm a timer payer. Yo, those niggas eat anything.
Everyone's fucking dead eats anything.
Anything.
And I understand now because, like, shit is expensive. I seriously. It's like sometimes. No, bro. It's like sometimes when you watch like your siblings or when you were younger, you'd add like cheese and jam and peanut butter just to see, mix it up. You know what I'm saying? Just to see with flavors. And then your parents would walk in like, "Are you stupid?" Like they'll look at you like you're wasting. Like you never understood. Now when you see, bro, I see my sibling, my sister makes a certain sandwich. I'm like, huh?
Are you dumb?
Like it's like. You know, when you start providing, it's like, but you know, like you didn't need to add that because it doesn't even make sense.
You don't even taste it when the sandwich goes in.
In terms of the taste palates, so I'm not saying because of a money perspective, but even taste, like your food choices are horrible.
Jack straight. Yeah.
I turned into Gordon Ramsay real quick. Fucking stupid. This is disgusting.
Bro, I wouldn't even feed that to my dog.
Hey, but Buffett, you know, I run out of energy when I want to talk about this topic, okay?
Which one?
The state of masculinity, bro. I run out of energy because, you know, I've come to the realization. I would think I land. I'm tying it down. I'm just saying, Guti, help who you want to help and move on from what you want to move on. Because at this point, you're not saving everyone.
And also, it's not even about women only. It's just about normal things like, I forgot what I was listening to, and then they asked the nigga, can they change a tire? And nigga was like, nah, but I learned one. Like,
bro, there's, you know.
Okay, there's just things you need to know.
There are certain skills that you don't need to have something to have a skill about it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like my bad. And as men, like, I don't want to get too Andrew Tate-ish, but we like building, nigga. Like,
yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. Like, no matter, even if you are doing it, opening computers and shit, it's still, like, building and taking shit apart and putting it together, making shit work.
And that's how you knew that your kid was actually going to be creative or he was interested in something. If you saw a kid break some shit and then try to put it back together.
I always did that
bro,
shit.
I did that all the time, bro. Like,
it'll be stupid.
Sensational.
It'll be very stupid because mom's going to take that shit.
And another thing, like with the tire thing, like, bro, come on.
It's not that hard.
Come on.
YouTube
kids. Really?
Yeah,
there are just life, like basic life skills. In fact, it just goes back to knowing.
Jumpstart a car. A lot of niggas don't know how to do jumpstart a car.
Oh, what's wrong?
Bro, if you'd even open the thing, if you'd open the battery, niggas won't know where to put the red.
What if niggas are colorblind?
Oh god.
If you're colorblind,
come on, bro. Be serious.
What if it was Stevie Wonder? Like,
how's he even driving?
He can drive. He can see.
Stevie Wonder can see. No, let's be honest. That nigga was taking pictures, bro.
Like, he was the one taking the picture. Like, he was holding the camera.
Apparently, he drives.
I forsake.
I'm saying he can.
Apparently he tries.
He tries.
No, this is a fact. He FaceTimed, I think it was Corday.
He FaceTimed?
FaceTimed him. Exactly. Why is he FaceTiming him? Just call him.
Wait, was there like a fucking, like his assistant?
I don't know, but Corday said, no, he FaceTimed him.
Maybe Corday is capping, bro.
He said he FaceTimed
him.
Bro, and it's a touchscreen too. There's no buttons. You can't feel anything.
He has to swipe even. How do you know which direction to swipe? How do you know that she had to swipe?
No, Stevie Wonder can see. Stevie Wonder can see. Has with all Stevie those millions, he definitely brought his eyesight back. Yeah,
bruh, has Stevie Wonder ever done Instagram Live?
I don't know, but he's
but
like,
he did once walk himself from the center of the stage to the drums. He's I saw that.
No, he's the blind Magic Johnson.
He has AIDS?
No. No.
Bruh. Like, what the fuck?
They say that he has something, but we don't really know if he really does have it or not.
Okay.
Yo, I drain the whole joke. Jesus.
Get it, I give it.
Okay,
jumping to AIDS.
Man,
you know what color? You know what color the AIDS logo is? Red. You know what other team wears red? Man United. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Aye. Stretch.
It's not a stretch.
No,
what needed to happen was De Gea needed to stretch to save that ball, but he never did.
Dang. I was going to go to the goalkeeper. I was about to roast the goalkeeper, no, but you went there.
Let me see. Yeah, it's a good time. De Gea can save a PDF on a calculator, but I remember. The niggas used to call that man the best keeper in the world. Ooh,
at some stage,
now.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it feels intentional, but anyway.
Yeah, bro. The one thing that is intentional is the greatness and the sensationalism on this podcast. I think that's a crescendo, man. I'll buy out. Is there anything else we want to drop on the table?
My dick.
Okay.
I was sensational.
Like,
I
know.
You took it out of me.
It was coming up my throat and I...
He said he was gay, so what?
I mean, pause, wait, I can mansplain. I meant the urge to say that was coming up, like from my stomach, my throat, and then I wanted to say, but I never did. You know what, fuck you. Fuck everyone, you know what it is? Whoa, niggas. Hey, fuck you, niggas. Niggas, I'm trying to close the pot. You know what it is? You know what it was? Yo, wait. You know what this is? You know what this was? You know what it's always going to be? It's the world's most sensational podcast.
Sensational.
The Let Me Mansplain podcast with yours truly, Mr. Bavaria, in your area.
Wesley Sniper.
Gay.
And as always, this is the Let Me Mansplain podcast where everything goes, just as long as you can mansplain. We out.